The Ramah says that there's no real source that there's a chiyuv suda Hanukkah. In the lashon of the Gemara, they're mitaken Hanukkah lahalul and lahaydus. So the ikar takana of Hanukkah is that we say halal and we say al nisim and maidim. But in the lashon takana never says that they were kaveid as a yamter for a suda. So there's no real chiyuv suda in Hanukkah. On the other hand, the Ramah says they finished building the Mishkan and Chaf Hei Kislev, they finished it Hanukkah time. So there's an Indian Tehillah make a suda. And if you sing Shiras and Tishbachais, it's in the Vitera. So the Kul Yama, the suda, has a dinner with Suda's mitzvah. So I want to share with you a shtickle I had for a Meisha Yishev for Shleimer. It should be a schuss for him. Baruch Hashem, he's getting stronger, he's getting better. And weiter, he should come back to what he was. And before Shleimer. It's actually a shtickle which I heard when I was zakeh to learn in Ramesh's yeshiva. He had a yeshiva. Actually, he had more than one yeshiva. But one of the yeshivas he had was a yeshiva for Americans, American Bachem, American Yigalite. It didn't last very long, and I was there when it closed down, actually. I was there. I learned there for 4 months. I was there. I even went collecting to pay up some of the chavis, because it closed with some chavis. So we went around to make a little bit of money. It was like one of the best chufas of my life. I got to hear Meisha. I mean, I got to be there with him every single day. And I got to hear Gemara share from him, and Sefer Mitzvah share, and Archas Tzaddikim share, and everything. It was like in a nut shop, a chocolate shop, you know, the Havdol. Just everything. You just have everything you want. They're all there. I got to drive him every day. And he spoke differently in the yeshiva than he did when he spoke in public. It was always in Yiddish, which makes a big difference. There's certain things you express in Mamelushin that you can't say. It was a different island, it was a Brisker island. It was different. So Moshe started with Akasha. The Rambam of Hilchos Chanukah talks about the bracha. You make a bracha on Hallel. The Hanukkah is a key of Hallel, is a takan of Hallel. You make a bracha. Kiyadua, there are certain days when we say Hallel, that the bracha on the Hallel is not made by all communities. For example, when we say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, there's some communities that do not make a bracha. Again, there's some communities the Shliach Tzibur makes a bracha and the Olam doesn't, because the Hallel in Rosh Chodesh is not mitakana sa Gemara. It's not takana from the time of the Gemara. It was a minig. Rav discovered the minig. See this. So some places don't have the minig to make a bracha. And a Chanukah, the Rambam Paschal says you do make a bracha when we say hell. In Bar Gimel, Halacha Hei from Hilchos Chanukah, the Chol yayim v'yayim v'shmeiras hayamim. Each and every day of the 8th is a Chanukah ha'ilu. Gaimir mesah halal. We say the complete halal. Mevarak lefanav. Baruch atah Hashem alakeinu melech ha'ilam. Asher kidushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu ligmar esah halal. Ben yachid ben tzibur. Whether you're saying it by yourself or with a minion. So we gather, we have a different nusach. We say the Korea is a howl. Ashkenazim. The Rambam paskins to make a bracha ligma is a howl. Alpha pisha kriya is a howl and mitzvah medivis sefer. The Rambam is a kasha. To the Rabbanan. Mivarach Allah asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu k'derek shemivarach al ha-megillah.
Enter.
Well, then go bring a chair.
Oh,
I forgot.
Can't eat without washing?
Yes, you could eat it. I forgot the food here.
See the nuts on maybe?
We're working on it.
Sorry, I'm late.
Be careful for the soul food.
So now.
Rabbi, how could you make a bracha? Check in the shana with mitzvah sabbat tzivano. And how? There's no mitzvah to say how in the Hanukkah. It's drabbanon. Chris, how is with every seifim? Kedashim Ravach on the Megillah Bala Eru. And Rabbi answers. Shekol vadei shel devei mevarchim alav. Something that's a mitzvah to Rabbanan, and it's a mitzvah to Rabbanan with certainty, with vadeis, so you make a bracha. You can say with tzivano. The Gemara asks this question, how can tzivano? How can you say with tzivano? Where were you commanded? The chamrim of a kayach. So when they're misakin something, that's a kaddish baruch of being mitzvah. So the Shaila in the Rambam, this is a kasha the Rambam could have asked by any mitzvah of the Rabbana. This is a universal kasha. It's a global kasha. By any mitzvah of the Rabbana, the Rambam could have asked, how could you say with Tzivano? Amen. And which is the one mitzvah Rabbanan that the Rambam picks? The bracha on halal on Chanukah. And you can ask the same kasha the same way, but not. The lighting of the menorah is also the Rabbanan. And we make a bracha asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah sabbat tzivanu. And the lighting of the menorah. And the Rambam doesn't ask the kasha over there. So there's something about halal and Chanukah. It's a chiddush. Do we make the bracha? The other mitzvahs to Rabbanan, the Rambam doesn't even ask. Rabbanan make a takana. Hashem said, listen to the Rabbanan. Make a bracha. But by howl, that's the chiddush. There's something about howl. And Chanukah, that is a chiddush. But the bracha you make by the hadlaka is not a kiddush. So what is it? No, this is a nekuda. Another ara which we'll find, we're going to talk about, is that all the Yemen Tavim, Megillah, Esther, Megillah's Esther, Megillah's Esther is the sefer of Purim. So Purim is a Yom Tov Rabbanan, and Bechol Zos, he wrote it down. And it's included in Kisvei HaKadosh, it has Kedusha. It's called Nikasef. They write it down in a sefer with D.I., a cloth, parchment with special ink, and it has a kedusha. It's one of the Sefer Kodesh. It's considered Torah Shabbat. It's considered Torah Shabbat Ksav. And by Chanukah, there's no Megillas Chanukah. There is something called the Megillas Antiochus, which was written by somebody back then. Nobody knows who. But it's a history. That's a work of history.
By a Jew or not necessarily?
I don't know. Maybe. You can't bring any halachas from there. I mean, it's quoted. It is quoted by the Rishonim. There is some degree of reliability. But it's a history book. There's no sanctity attributed to it, and there's no halachas in how you write it. There was no takana to write up a Megillah of the Nisim of Hanukkah, and it should be part of Kisra HaKadosh. And what's even stranger, which I'm sure you heard this kasha, is that even in Teresh of Alpeh you don't find Hanukkah. In Teresh of Aksav you don't find, there is no Teresh of Aksav in Hanukkah. There's no psukim about Hanukkah. In Teresh of Alpeh it's mentioned in Mishnayis one time in Baba Kama. You know where it's mentioned?
About the straw catching on fire?
About the straw catching on fire. Going down the street with you. Camel and the straw and it catches fire. So if it's not Hanukkah, then the owner of the straw. If it's not Hanukkah, then the owner of the store is chayiv. And what are you putting a fire out there when straws are walking by? Don't you know that the straw? So if it's on Hanukkah, so then he's potter, because the owner of the camel that's bringing the straw down there should know that people light the Hanukkah menorahs out. That's it. You know.
Some Shabbos.
Gemara is a Gemara. Mishnah is a Mishnah. In the Mishnah, nothing. There's nothing about Hanukkah in the Mishnah. In the Gemara talks about my Hanukkah. I mean, it's unparalleled. It's right in the... Purim has a whole Masechta, Masechus Megillah, with Mishnayis and Gemara. Hanukkah, there's a Mishnayis about lighting Shabbos Neiris. But there's nothing about the Nes, nothing about the story, nothing about anything in any Mishnayis. And then there's Gemara, my Hanukkah. In the middle, it's my Hanukkah. We're talking about the different things you could use to light. And what is my Hanukkah? So that's the second point. Another point in Al Nisim. What did Yevanim try and do? In Al Nisim, it's recorded. In Al Nisim, what they tried to do. The Yevanim, the name of the Yevanim, and Gadol Chashmonei Yevanim, the days of Matisyahu, the Kohen Gadol, and his children, Yevanim came, the Megzeris, Vashkicham Teresecha, to cause Klal Yisrael to forget the Torah, La'avira Mechukei Ritzonecha, and to La'avira was to be mad with them, turn Klal Yisrael aside from the mitzvahs, Vashkicham Teresecha. The Yevanim tried to make Klal Yisrael forget Torah. How do you make someone forget something? How do I make you forget something?
Abolish it.
Make it unimportant. Preoccupy me with something else.
Okay, that's a good answer. It's not the easiest thing to do, to make someone forget something. If you remember something, you remember it. If you don't, you don't. Memory usually works that way. You remember. What you don't, you don't. And they're going to make Zeris. You know, they can make Zeris to stop people from doing something. But how could they make Zeris? They're going to cause you to forget something.
Don't you make something like slightly kafir and it alters the way you view it, and therefore it could.
Indeed. No, that's so. So you're on the same page. Lashkicham Teresecha doesn't mean direct. It's not direct. Lashkicham Teresecha is like sort of backdoor sneaky kind of stuff. So try to understand these nekudas. You have to understand what Ashkichim Tarasecha is. There's a medrash that's brought down in the Torah Shulchan Aruch. Because I'll talk about Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Three Yomim Tavim are connected to the three of us, the Shlosh of us. Pesach is connected to Avraham Avinu. Because Avraham Avinu is the birth of Klal Yisrael. Avraham Avinu is the dawn. He burst upon the scene. The world was empty of all truth and awareness. And with Avraham Avinu's entrance into the world, the truth was born. The first glimmer, the first light. Yitzchak Avinu is the zenith, you know. He was born, his father was a tzaddik. He's the first born Jew. Avraham Avinu was not born a Jew. Avraham Avinu was born an idol worshiper. He's the first born Jew. And he was perfect. And he never veered from what a Jew was supposed to be. He was exactly what a Jew was supposed to be. Yaakov Avinu was the first fallen Jew. In Yiddish, Rav Huttner used to say, Rav Yitzchak Huttner, the Yeshiva of Pachad Yitzchak Zichron Levrach, used to say that Avraham Avinu is the Erste Gevarner. No, the Erste Gevarner. Avraham Avinu is the Erste Gevarner, Yitzchak is the Erste Gevarner, and Yaakov is the Erste Fafalner. Avraham is the first one who made himself into a Jew, Yitzchak is the first one who was born a Jew, and Yaakov is the first one who fell and got back up and made it. So the Medrash says that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are parallels to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. You could do Pesach is the birth of the Jewish nation, when the Jews emerged from Mitzrayim, and they were born. Shavuos is Matan Torah. That's what we defined. Shavuos we defined. This is exactly what you're going to be. That's Yitzchak. And Yitzchak's meat is Din. And Matan Torah is strongly affiliated with Esh, with fire. Kol Kim Chaim Mitecha Esh. Definitely Yitzchak's Midah. And Yaakov Avinu is a parallel to Sukkos. The pasuk says, "In Vayishlach Vayava Yaakov Sukkosa." Yaakov came to Sukkos. L'mikneu asa Sukkos. He made Sukkos for his cattle. The first time Sukkos is mentioned in the Torah is conjunction with Yaakov Avinu, and Sukkos represents the future. We don't have Sukkos yet. We've never yet. Sukkos represents being under God's protection, being constantly in the presence of the Shekhinah. That's going to come in the time of the Sukkah of Levi Yassin. Yaakov Avinu is the future. It's a long journey, a lot of tzaras, a lot of experiences, and ultimately we're going to end up all under one sukkah together. So Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos are parallels to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And then the Medrash continues that there's 12 Rosh Chodeshim, and each one of them is a parallel to the Yud Beis Shvatim. So Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and the Yud Beis Chodeshim 12 Rosh Chodeshes are all Yom Tovim. You have 15 Yom Tovim, and you have 15 people. There's 4 Yom Tovim missing. Which ones are missing?
Chanukah.
Chanukah is one.
Purim.
Purim's another one.
Tushat.
Tishbol. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Those are important ones, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
There's two Rishat for Shana Yamta.
It's not a Yamta of entire in Nigla. In Nigla, Tu B'Shvat is a cut-off date for Maaser and fruits. It's a Yamta of Nista. What happened to Rosh Hashanah? What happened to Yom Kippur? What happened to Hanukkah? What happened to Purim? Totally ignored. Okay. The reason why Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Chanukah and Purim are not mentioned in this Medrash, and there's no Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov or 12 Shvatim connected to them, is because these are Yom Tovim of Hashlama. They're Mashlim. They complete the other Yom Tovim. They're not Yom Tovim with Neatman. Rosh Hashanah is a tikkun. Yom Kippur is a tikkun. And Chanukah is a tikkun. And Purim is a tikkun. So we'll start with Rosh Hashanah. Klal Yisrael was born out of the fires, the smelting furnace of Mitzrayim. And then they came to Har Sinai to be defined, and they did. At a certain point, they were perfect. And then Klal Yisrael worshipped the Egel Azov. What they did was, they were mekalkel their own birth. And they distorted their own definition. They were born to worship the Egel. That's what there is. What's their birth worth? They're born to worship the Egel. And they define themselves as the Mekabrei HaTorah. And then they could do this. I mean, they went back, you know, they went back, they reverted. There was a big flaw in Yetzias Mitzrayim. They were going out, they didn't go out to be worshipped the Eidol, they went out to be Avdei Hashem, they went out to bring Karbanas, they went out to go to Yisrael, they went out to be the Amenivchar. They went out to be the chosen nation. They're not like the Mitzrayim. They were there for so many years, and they stayed separate and different and special, and they're God's people. And they ruined it. And then Mekabel the Torah which was created for Klal Yisrael, was waiting all those generations. And then Mekabel the Torah that they should become one with the Torah, and that should define how they think and how they speak and how they act. And they ruined it. They ruined Yetzias Mitzrayim, and they ruined Matan Torah. Rosh Hashanah is called Hayem Haras Olam. We say in the Chazar Hashatz of Musa Rosh Hashanah, Hayem Haras Olam. Today is the birthday of the world. The world was born in Rosh Hashanah. So it's a machlokes whether it was actually created, Adam Rishon was actually born in Rosh Hashanah. It was Olam B'machshavta Yisbar to create him in Rosh Hashanah. But there was a Leida, either in the Olam HaMaisa or in the Olam HaMachshava, but there was a Leida in Rosh Hashanah. Machlokes, Rav Elazar, for sure. Halacha HaMaisa, we paskin that Adam Rishon was created in Nisan. But it was Olam HaMachshava to be created in Rosh Hashanah. So the Machshava to create him was Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is the time of birth. The Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah was given to us that if we go through Rosh Hashanah, be his davzayin, like the way you should. Nemdas unter, you take it the way you should. So you can actually correct what they ruined in the Chet Egel. And they did that. In the first year, they did it. Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam says, an avodas hatshuva and they were misaken the floor. There was something that was missing. When they went out of Mitzrayim, there was something that was missing. When they went out of Mitzrayim, that they were still capable of worshiping the Eidah. And if they would have gone out of Mitzrayim b'shleimus, then it wouldn't be Shaya. But there was something missing that they were misaken, and they did. Yom Kippur Kiyadua. Yom Kippur is a Matan Torah. The second luchos are given on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Matan Torah. The Mishnah says that a minute the Mishnah talks about on Yom Kippur. They think they did on Yom Kippur. I don't know when they did it. Maybe they did it in the 10-minute break between Musaf and Mincha. But sometime on Yom Kippur, maybe they're Sfardim. It's a right of Sfardim. They don't have all those piyutim in there. They just davened. They go out on Yom Kippur. The Bachman would go out on Yom Kippur and to the field because the girls would be there with the white dresses. And the girls would say to them, yeah, look, lift up your eyes. Look at us, bury us. It was, yeah, that was Yom Kippur. What was Yom Kippur? Why did they do that in Yom Kippur? Because Yom Kippur is a tikkun for Matan Torah. That there was something wrong with the way they mekabel the Torah. And Matan Torah is called Yom Simchasai. Yom Simchas Libai. The pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Tzena Re'ena B'nai Tzion V'melech Shleimo. Go out, the daughters. And the pasuk's talking about Matan Torah. Klal Yisrael are the daughters in the white dresses, and Kadosh Baruch is the chasen. So Kippur is a time when there's a tikkun to the marriage of Klal Yisrael with the Kadosh Baruch. It's a tikkun to the marriage, the mashlim. Purim and Chanukah are also not Yom Tovim on their own. Purim is another hashlama to Matan Torah. Matan Torah needed two hashlamas. It needed two fix-ups. It needed one hashlama because of Chet HaEgel, and that was done through Yom Kippur. But you know, Gemara and Shabbos says it needed another one. Because they're in a Makabel Torah with the mountain hanging over their heads. So they weren't Makabel Torah mi'ava. They're Makabel Torah mi'yira. So Purim is mashing that. Because in Purim, they're Makabel Torah again, mi'ava sanes. He had so much love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah he gave. When he saved them with the nes, they're Makabel Torah again. So it comes out of Zay. Okay? So Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot are from Yitzchak Yankiv. The 12 months are the 12 Shvatim. Rosh Hashanah is Ashlama for Pesach. Yom Kippur is Ashlama for Shavuos. And Purim is Ashlama for Matan Torah, also Shavuos. What's Chanukah? You have one left. What's Chanukah? Chanukah is also Ashlama for Shavuos. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Gemara says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Anei Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzitzicha Meretz Mitzrayim, all of Klal Yisrael died. They all died. They were thrown back 12 mil, and they died. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Malachim, the Malachim and Mechayim Mason with the Tal, She'asa Lach Yezber Mesa Mason, and brought them back. And then the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Lo Yeh Elohim Achir Alpanai, and all Klal Yisrael died again. And they were thrown back, 12 mil. The Kadosh Baruch Hu sent the Malachim, and they brought them back to life with the Tal of Tchia. And then Klal Yisrael told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, actually he told Moshe, Dabra Atayimana, Moshe, you talk to us. We don't want to die.
The third time.
They were chayshid that it was going to be a final time. Two times. Today's going to be the final time. Third time bowling is a turkey, and turkeys are always having a good shot. They don't want to be a turkey. When they did that, they created a floor in my entire room, which went throughout all the generations, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, instead of a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving the Torah to us directly, a Kadosh Baruch Hu says the Torah, we hear a Kadosh Baruch Hu saying the Torah, we no longer learn the Torah that way. There's a Navi, a Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals the Torah to the Navi, and we don't hear that. We don't hear the Hashem's voice. And then the Navi sends the Torah over to us. So we no longer have a direct connection to Har Sinai. And our connection to Har Sinai is through a Nevuah. Now if you'll ask, like, what's the Nafka Mina? I mean, just, what's the Nafka Mina? L'maisa, we have the Torah. It's a very big nafka mina. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the nice that Torah directly, and our access to Torah is Hashem tells us the Torah, and we hear it from Him directly, so then there's nothing that can ever stop that. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu is forever. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is always saying different Torah, so we'll always have it. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah to another, and another gives it to us, what happens when there are no more Nevi'im? Do you understand the difference between being a Kabbal Torah directly from a Kadosh Baruch Hu and getting it from a Navi? If you get it from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the source of the Torah never stops. It can't stop. It's something which will go on forever. But when we get Torah from a Navi, what happens when there's no more Nevuah? There's no more Torah. There's a flaw in Shavuos, the flaw in Yitzchak Avinu's Mida, the flaw in Maamar HaSinai. The Chanukah is mashmir that. How is Chanukah mashmir that? There's a commentary from Nisim Gaon to Shas. It's printed in Maseches Brachos. The beginning of Maseches Brachos is a Hakdama to Shas from Nisim Gaon. And among other things, he talks about Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great did not destroy the Beis HaMikdash. He never wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. He wanted to put an image, he wanted to put an Avodah Zarah in the Heichal. And they begged him not to do it. But the Rosh Hashanah was an image of Alexander the Great. It's very dangerous. If the king wants to put his image there, and you don't want it. It's a move, it's not a politically safe move. Get dropped from Obamacare if you do it. So they begged him, and they told him, no, we have tremendous respect for you, Alexander. That's not it. Just not there, but just not there. And they offered him some kind of pitsuyim, like a substitute. That in all the documents that will be signed in his kingdom, the date of the documents will all be dated from the beginning of his reign. So that means if a document is recording a transaction a year into Alexander's reign, it would say to the first year of the reign of the King Alexander, the second year, the third year, the fourth year. And Alexander accepted that. It was a fine gesture. They're going to keep time based on the beginning of his reign. That's a kavod. It's derech eretz. Thing is, this was in practice until the time of the Radvaz. It's over 1,000 years. Went from the time of Shimon HaTzadik to the time of the Radvaz. Radvaz brings us down to the tshuva, that the communities that they were still doing. It's called Minyan Shtaris. And they certainly weren't doing it then to pacify Alexander the Great. He was long gone. Does anyone know how long? Alexander the Great conquered the entire world. Does anyone know how long he reigned?
10 years, no?
4 years. 4 years.
What?
He died in
the... Because I mean, like, they made a deal with him. You don't put it on by the Tsar and the Heiko. We're going to count for your reign. They're counting from the reign of Alexander 1,000 years later, when he was only king for 4 years. So there's got to be something else that's going on here. And Nisim Gain himself says it. He talks about... He dates it. He talks about... These are remnants of a couple words. He talks about when Rav went to Babel. Rav was in Eretz Yisrael. He was learning by Yehuda Anasi, and he went down to Babel. He says he went down to Babel 500 years after Alexander reigned. So I don't know, when Rav went down to Babel, it was 500 years after Alexander reigned. He was long dead. He died 496 years before. 5 years. We have to know that. Rav went down to Babel 5. And he has a couple words. It's Tav Kuf Shana Lepisuk Nevua Shana Shemalach Alexander. It's 500 years from when the Nevua ceased in Klal Yisrael. That's the year Alexander reigned. So he's giving us a remnant. That when we're counting from the reign of Alexander, in the time of Rishonim, it's not because we're giving respect to Alexander. He's long gone. It's because it makes sense to count from that. It's like resetting the clock. Until, you know, the entire time from B'yus Ha'ilam until Alexander, there was Nebuah in the world. Adam was a Navi, Nayach was a Navi, Avram was a Navi, Sarah was a Navi. There were Nevi'im. When Alexander reigned, there was no more Nevi'im. Go on. So when we're really counting from the reign of Alexander, we're not doing it out of respect for him anymore. That doesn't make sense. We're doing it because there's a new period now. We have new... We have to reset the clock, reset the odometer. Now we're counting from the time of... Now we're counting from the time... There's a new counting. So it makes sense. We're still counting. It's a new counting. We're counting from the time the war ended. You're all familiar with the Gemara that when Alexander was convinced to come to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. According to Amisari, he was convinced by Aristotle. They urged him to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And he marched on the Beis HaMikdash. He was already a world conqueror. And Shimon HaTzadik dressed up in the Bidya Kahuna, and he came out to meet him. And when Alexander saw him, he bowed down to him. And his entourage said, "What are you bowing down to him? You're going to kill these people out. We came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Did you forget what we came for?" He says, "I'm not wiping them out anymore." This face of Shimon HaTzadik, every night before I have a campaign, I embark on a new campaign, I have a dream. And I see his face in my dream. And every single morning, I go out there against insurmountable odds. And I emerge from the battleground, unscathed, victorious. And it's the face of this holy person I see in my dreams that always gives me the confidence and shows me the way. I'm not killing this out. He understood that Shimon HaTzadok is the source of his Hatzlacha. He understood it. And he's not going to kill him out. And he's not going to kill out the Beis HaMikdash. But what's the pshat in that? What's the pshat that Shimon HaTzadok is the source of his Hatzlacha? The Gemara in Yuma talks about how there was such a thing as a taiva for Avodah Zarah. It's so hard for us to understand that. How do you have a taiva to worship idols? But they had it. It was a powerful taiva, and many people, big people, fell to that taiva. It was a taiva to worship Avodah Zarah. There was so many casualties from this taiva that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take it away. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it away. Shimon HaTzadok Hayim Yisherek Knesset HaGdolah. It's Mishnah Pirkei Avos. The tekufa, when the time of Avodah Zarah was taken away, is the time of Shimon HaTzadok, and it's also the time of Alexander. So three things happened at the same time. One is Alexander came. The other is Nevuah ended. And number three, there was no more time for Avodah Zarah. There's not a single one of those three things that's random. They all came at the same time for the same reason.
How long after Alexander
Draconica happened? Well, Antiochus was one of his generals, so it was after he died. It was right after he died. After he died, his generals, they split up the whole world. So Antiochus got Eretz Yisrael, he got Syria. Ptolemy got Egypt. If there still would have been Nevuah, what would somebody have said to a king that's conquering the whole world in the name of his belief system? Alexander was conquering the world to spread a belief system. He was spreading the belief system of Aristotle. He wasn't just conquering the world to amass an empire and to have power over the world. He was spreading an ideal. And the ideal is, God's up here, we're down here. We'll send regards to each other every once in a while, but we really won't have too much to do with each other. And anything in this world can be explained, can be understood, and if it can't be understood, we have nothing to do with it. In a world with this prophecy, why would anybody give a moment to such a belief system? You know, prophecy is evidence that there's a connection between the two worlds. Prophecy is evidence that God's word reaches this world. Alexander, he'd be a laughing stock. He wouldn't have any soldiers. He wouldn't have anyone that would join him. Why would anybody join someone that claims that there's no connection between the two worlds when the evidence is there in prophecy? He would be a laughing stock. He wouldn't last a minute. He would be the joke of the world. Why did prophecy disappear? It disappeared right after they davened that the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah should disappear. Because you can't have a world with prophecy if there's no Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. No balance. If you have a connection between Shemayim and Aretz through prophecy, and you do not have a connection to Shemayim through Avodah Zarah, it's also a connection, so then it's not balanced.
Which one happened first?
The loss of the Lord.
That caused one.
Anshei Knesset HaGdolah brought an answer, were part of a sequence of events. The Vedavin and the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah should go away. See, the world can't be like that. There'll be no purpose to a world that there's prophecy, but there's no Avodah Zarah, there's no time for Avodah Zarah. So prophecy disappeared. When prophecy disappeared, so then Alexander became a very popular person. He had a popular message. Because he said God doesn't speak in this world. He doesn't interact with this world. He doesn't care about the world. He's not aware of this world. He's not cognizant of the world. And there was no Navi that was able to get up and show him that he was mistaken.
So Alexander couldn't have happened if the...
Shimon HaTzadok brought Alexander the Great. That's the fight. Shimon HaTzadok's face appeared to Alexander before his campaigns. because Shimon HaTzadik brought Alexander the Great. He brought him. It was not for Shimon HaTzadik and the Anshei Knesset Gdeila that they were mevatel the time of Avodah Zarah, so there would still be Nevuah if there's no Nevuah. If there's Nevuah, you can't have Alexander the Great. So by eliminating the Taiva for Avodah Zarah, automatically Nevuah ended, and when Nevuah ended, Alexander the Great, his star rose. So he literally brought Alexander the Great. And Alexander the Great finished off the job and cut this world off from the Shemaim. But then Hanukkah happened. Okay, so let's start to answer some of the points. How do you make someone forget Torah? So that's what Josh and Daniel said. You give people a different way of looking at it. Our connection to Torah is not just knowledge, Torah is a connection to Shemayim. That God has wisdom, which is heavenly wisdom, and he shares it with us on earth, and we have a connection to that, and by connecting to the Torah, we become bigger people. We transcend this world. We are Nashim Gedolim. We're Tahirim. We're like Malachim by learning Torah because we're absorbing something which is not in this world. And by doing so, we become people of another world. And that's why Torah is so important to us. And that's why every single word is so important. We can't forget it. Because if something's important, if something is our life, so that's important to us. You don't forget your middle name. You don't forget the last four digits of your social security number. You don't forget the password to your bank or your IT or ATM card, the PIN number. Because if you forget those digits and your parents want to send you money, you will not be able to get it out of the machine. If you're connected to something, you don't forget it. They made it. Torah? Shemayim? You're not connected to Shemayim. There might be Torah and Shemayim, but that's far away. That's not down here. It's a philosophy. And then any Torah that the Jews learned was, that's not chashuv. It's not for Shemayim. There's no connection. Lashkik and Torah Secha. And then came Hanukkah. The one thing that Hanukkah showed us, the Gemara used the Lashon Chacham Aleph Minavi. There's no Menavua. If there's no Menavua, how do we have a connection? How do we have a connection to Tarsina? How do we have a connection to the Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi. He's the one that gave us the Torah with Nevuah. We didn't get it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is anyone going to ever learn Torah from the time of Alexander or not? People aren't going to be able to learn it. They're not going to understand it. This is a real danger. There's none of you in here, Rishayla, if you don't understand something. Now we say, Teku, Tishbi, Yataris, Kushabi, Bias. We're cut off from the Shemayim. And Hanukkah showed us it's not so. The Nesa Menera showed us we're not so. There's no Nevuah, we're still connected. You don't believe us, the thing's going to burn for 8 days. Can't explain that. Yvonne, you can't explain that. You can't understand it. We found something that you can't explain. You can't define it. You can't quantify it. You can't. It's there. Haha, you lose. The whole Mechama was against the odds. Beyond human explanation. Forget it. We're connected. What's going to be with the Torah? When they had Nevi'im, the connection was obvious. You went to the Navi, they told you. anything they said was psukim. You know, the svarim of Nachta we have are prophecies that the Nevi'im gave throughout all the ages, and their words were psukim. The Nevi'im spoke psukim. Is that awesome? They said something. The words were psukim. They spoke psukim. No more. So how do we access? We don't have Nevi'im. We have Chachamim. We have a Rebbe. He learned from his Rebbe. And he learned from his Rebbe. And his Rebbe's Rebbe learned from his Rebbe's Rebbe. And they learned. We have a direct connection back to Har Sinai without Nevi'im. You work hard. You can't figure it out? Go run to the Navi and ask him what's pshat. He's not there anymore. Navi don't live here anymore. So what do you got to do? Go back to the shtetl, work on it again. Ask your rabbi, Harva. And then you get it. Chacham adif mi Navi. Chacham is adif mi Navi. Instead of getting it as divine inspiration that's handed down from Shemayim, you get it by figuring it out yourself. When you know, the Vilna Gaon, the Rav Chaim Volozhin, the Talmud of Vilna Gaon, talked about the Vilna Gaon. He used to have Malachim that would come visit him in his dreams. They'd want to explain things to him. And the Vilna Gaon would tell them, all the angels, he would tell the angels, go away, go, I don't, don't you want to hear, I might be over-dramatizing a little bit, got to be careful, but like, don't you want to at least hear, like, what did it shut them, you know? No, I just at least bit kid. No, go, just go. I don't want to. He puts me up in his feet in the middle of his dream, man. Don't get away. Go. And the Vilna Gaon explained why. Because if you're getting it from an angel, you're not getting it directly from a Kaddish Baruch Hu's mouth. And the Pasuk said, "Ki Hashem yitan chachma." Hashem gives chachma. Piv das tzvuna. You get it from his mouth. So Reb Chaim says, how do you get it from God's mouth? He said, Yigiya Satira is how you get it from God's mouth. So you can go to the angel or the Navi, depending on your preference. Dial A for angel or N for Navi. And then if you have the Skosim, if Kaddish Baruch Hu is willing, he'll give it to you. Or you can just go back to the Beis Medrash, go over it. Again, and again, and again, and again. And then when you do it again, then ask, and write, and harbor. And then all of a sudden, you figure it out. How do you figure it out all of a sudden? Anybody at this table knows this process. It has to have happened to you. Do you figure something out if you work very hard? And you weren't able to figure it out the first time or the second time. It like eluded you, and then all of a sudden, you get it, things come together. And you can write a whole stickle time. Because Hashem gave it to you directly. So what comes out? We're going back here. When the Nevuah disappeared, so we're going back to getting it directly from the Kaddish Baruch Hu. When there was a Nevuah, we got it through an intermediary. Now we get it directly from the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Chacham adif minavi. Chacham is better than a Navi. Might not be as easy as getting in from a Navi, but it's better. And that's why you won't find any mention in Psukim. There's no Sefer called Sefer Chanukah. There's no Megillas Chanukah. And it's come out not in Mishnayos. It's only in the Gemara. Because Hanukkah happened at a time when, for all appearances, there is no more Torah anymore. Hanukkah was born in a matzav of no Torah. And there's not going to be any more Torah. That the last generation to learn Torah was the generation where they had Nevuah. After that, there's not going to be any more Torah. No one will know Torah anymore. They'll have a whole bunch of books and no one understands. And they'll talk about it, they'll have a museum maybe, a couple good stories about what happened, and that'll be it. Hanukkah was born in the darkness. Hanukkah was born in the time when there was no chance for Tyra, and Adarabba. It's an even greater Tyra than the Tyra that they had before. Hanukkah's born in the darkness, like we spoke about in our Marashia. To make a bracha on the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiris and say Hashem Kiddushana v'tasav v'tzivana, you sing Hashem Kiddushana. What's Kedusha? Kedusha is that there are things in this world that are connected to things in the other world. That's the only way to explain Kedusha. What's holiness? There's no holiness in this world. Holiness comes from Shemayim. So when you say Kedusha on a practice, on an item or an object, you're saying that there's a chibur l'mala, there's a chibur to Shemayim. Mitzivano? Mitzivano means that there's a mitzvah, that he wants something, he tells us about it, and we listen to it. Mitzivano means chibur. The word mitzivano means chibur. It means to connect. Tzavsa means to accompany. The concept of Kedusha is with chibur. The word mitzivah is chibur. When you're making that bracha on a menorah, so you're making a bracha on a heavenly event, on the menorah. The menorah, it lasts for 8 days. It lasts for 8 days. That was like, we call it the last regards from Nevuah. The menorah lasted for 8 days. People thought Nevuah ended, and there's not going to be any more open miracles. And this was the last one. It was. It's Seif Kol Nisim. This is the last one. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gives one more nace, one last nace before turning out the lights. You know, one. You ever see a light bulb that's flickering, and then all of a sudden it turns really bright and fizzes out. So to say Hashem Kiddushanu v'tasav v'tzivanu, and the Hadlakas Neiris of Hanukkah, is not a Kiddush, because even though it's Rabbanan, but you're making the brach on something which is very much deraisadika. It's deraisadik. It's tekana rabbanon. But it's the tekana is kavua on something which is, it has the shmek of a deraisa. It's a deraisadika zach. Because it's an open miracle. It's a grus. You know what a grus means in English? A grus is regards. Drishat shalom. Dash. It's a grus from Himmel. It's a gruesome hymn, so the brach is appropriate, so the Rambam doesn't ask the kasha by the Lukas Neiris. But how? Who said we say hell? Who said we say hell? The Chachamah say we say hell. And there was no sign in Shemayim that we should say hell. There was a sign in Shemayim we should light him there. That was clear. God is showing us on earth that he wants us to light him there for 8 days. And the way he did it, it was called an audio-visual demonstration. He showed us a menorah that went for 8 days, and he wants us to do the same thing. But who told us to say hal? Is there a pasuk? Is there a nevuah? Who told us to say hal? The Chachamim figured it out. It's pure svara. They figured out his svara. The Gemara says that they waited a year. The Shana Acheris, the next year, they were conveyed for the days of Hal and Hedor. My Rebbe Yehuda Gifter said, why did they wait a year? Why didn't they do it the first year of the year that the race happened? They should have said Hal. He said, because they had to think it over. They had to see whether it was necessary. He said, maybe you don't need to say Hal. The nace of the Menorah made enough of an impact. You don't need to say Hal. They waited a year. And they went through the sugis with their chachma. And after a year, they saw the matzah of a Klai Yisrael was holding. And they said, no, Klai Yisrael needs hell. Hell was pure as far as Chachamim. To say a Sheki Chanam and to Savit Sivano on that's pure awesomeness. And that's the Rambam, because that's a Kiddush. You say a Sheki Chanam and to Savit Sivano on something that's pure as far as Chachamim. You know why? Because the Svar as Chachamim is just as connected to Shemayim as that menorah is. The menorah is connected to Shemayim, and it's L'malach Midei HaTeva. You can get L'malach Midei HaTeva just by studying and learning. It's Hanukkah, they say. So Hanukkah is a tikkun of the floor of Matan Torah. And through Hanukkah or Mashlam Shavuos, and then we could finally go on to the next stage. After we misaken Yetzias Mitzrayim with Rosh Hashanah, misaken Matan Torah with Hanukkah, and then we can go on to the last stage of the Ashras Ashkina, Ozegmar B'Shem Izma Hanukkah Samizbech, and we come to the Gemara.